Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League. Let's go through your Super Sunday for round six. It has been a massive, massive week already. Let's see if we can end on a massive note here for the West Tigers and the Dragons game, and then the Raiders and the Titans game. I think these two could be two 13-plus affairs. We are only tipping head-to-head today, obviously, because we don't like going anywhere near margins, as obviously you would have been able to see at the start of this year in round one. We went by the margin and failed miserably. We don't want to do that again. So staying away from those margin bets, we are just going to stick with the head-to-head multis as we do and as we have been doing for the past few weeks. Now, for both sides, there are some outs. Obviously, for the Tigers, John Bateman is out. Latu Fainu is out. Obviously, Jake Simkin coming into the number 14 role. Samuela Fainu is also out of this side for the West Tigers. And then they've also got Brett Naden out of the reserves list. Obviously, played halfback for the Magpies, which was very weird the other week. I don't know if he played it again this week, but yeah, that was a very unorthodox one for sure. Now, Luciano Leilua is out this week. Raymond Faitala-Marina has gone into the starting back row. Ben Murdoch-Masila has come onto the bench for the Dragons. The full lineups are, for the Tigers, Jareem Buller at fullback, Charlie Staines and Junior Tupo on the wings. Solomona Fatape and Justin Olam in the centres. Jaden Sullivan, Aiden Caesar in the halves, Stefano Utsukamanu and David Klemmer in the front row, Api Korosau at 9, Isaiah Papali'i and Alex Seyfarth in the back row, Fanua Pole at 13, Jake Simkin, Alex Twall, Justin Matamua, and Asu Kapoa on the bench there for the Tigers. For the Dragons, we've got Tyrell Sloan at fullback, we've got Zach Lomax and Michele Ravalawa on the wings, Moses Suli and Jack Bird in the centres, Kyle Flanagan and Ben Hunt in the halves, Francis Molo and Hame Sele in the front row, Jacob Little is at 9, we've got Jaden Sua and Raymond Faitala-Marina in the back row, with Tom Eisenhuth at 13, Jesse Marschke, Blake Laurie, Jack DeBellin, sorry, and then Ben Murdoch-Masila there on the bench. How do I think this game is going to go? I think it's going to be a tough forward battle. Hame Sele coming into this side is going to be very exciting, starting there in the front row. Obviously, his first game, I believe, for the Dragons, or maybe second game for the Dragons this season. I'm very excited to see what impact he can have in this team. But yeah, I think it will be a bit of a forward battle. I do see this potentially going well in the way of the Tigers. I think the Tigers can get a 13-plus type win here. I also think it could be a really tight game as well. It could go two ways for me. I don't think the Dragons win in a 13-plus way, and that could have just been a big early crow there for them to do that. But I think it's going to go one or two ways. I think that it's going to be either a tight game or the Tigers are going to win in a big way. We have got the Tigers to win in this game head-to-head in our same game multi-feature in Crossbet. In terms of our try scorers, we've got Jareem Buller to score any time and also Zach Lomax to score any time. He's been in some great form. Jareem Buller as well, obviously one of the more consistent fullbacks at the moment in the competition. $8.50 you're getting for the Tigers to win. Jareem Buller and Zach Lomax to score. Great value there on your Slinger Sunday. Let's move to the next game. Obviously, the Raiders taking on the Gold Coast Titans. Obviously, some outs already for the Raiders. Corey Horsburgh is out of this side due to an injury to his leg. He's going to be out for the next 6 to 8 weeks, potentially. Jordan Rapinoe getting surgery on his knee. He's going to be out for the same amount of time. We do get to see Chevy Stewart debut there at fullback, and Trey Mooney comes onto the bench for Corey Horsburgh. As for the Gold Coast Titans, a host of changes here. Joe Stimson is out. He's off the bench. And Tanner Boyd is also out of this game as well. He's been dropped to reserve grade. Kieran Foran moves into the number 7 jersey. We obviously see AJ Brimson come into the 5-8 role. Alafiana Camperera comes back onto the wing. Harley Smith-Shields moves into the centres. And that's all of the changes there for the Gold Coast Titans. It looks like it's going to be Harley Smith-Shields and Jojo Fifita on the right-hand side of the park, with Brian Kelly and Alafiana Camperera on that left-hand side. It's a great move here from the Titans. Obviously, AJ Brimson, we've been saying it for a few weeks now, he needs to get a lot more ball in his hands. I think it's a great move moving him into the halves, and I think it's going to make the Titans go a lot better than what they have been going, getting their star players involved, especially we've been talking about it for a few weeks with their main man in the middle, obviously Tino Faisalamoa'i out for the season. Obviously, it's going to make it a lot better with their stars touching the ball as much as possible. Let's look at the lineups in full. Obviously, for the Raiders, we've got Chevy Stewart at fullback, James Schiller and Xavier Savage on the wings, Matt Tsimoko and Sebastian Chris in the centers, Ethan Strange and Jamal Fogarty in the halves. We've got Josh Papali'i and Joseph Tarpane in the front row with Danny Levi at 9, Hudson Young and Zach Hosking in the back row, Morgan Smithies at 13, Tom Starling, Atamari Ota, Trey Mooney and Pasame Solo there off the bench. For the Gold Coast Titans, Jaden Campbell is at fullback. Jojo Fifita and Alafiana Khan Pereira are on the wings. Harley Smith-Shields and Brian Kelly are in the centers. AJ Brimson is in 5'8". Kieran Foran has moved to number 7. Moeki Fotuweka and Jamin Jolliffe in the front row. Chris Randall is at 9. We've got Dave Fifita and Bo Firma in the back row with Klesse Haas in the number 13. And then we've got Sam Verrills, Aaron Clark, Isaac Liu and Josiah Pahulu, who obviously made his debut last week and did quite well off the bench for the limited minutes that he did have. I think the Raiders win this one. I can see Raiders winning 13+, but with the Titans making this new move, AJ moving into that 5'8 role, I personally think it is a great sign for the Gold Coast Titans. I think he's going to do very, very well there. And I think that it's going to give them a lot more go forward. He's going to create a lot more opportunities there at 5'8. And obviously him and Jaden Campbell combining there through the middle of the park is very scary. But I think, as I said, the Raiders do this. I think they get the job done head-to-head over the Gold Coast Titans in the same game, multi-feature and cross-bet. I've got Alafiana Khan Pereira to score a try in this game. I've also added two other try scorers from the Canberra Raiders, obviously, that are a part of our trifecta. Obviously, if you're on it at the moment, I think we're going quite well. I will have to double-check it, but you only need 3 out of the 5 try scorers to get over the line to win. So I've got Alafiana Khan Pereira. I've added my two Raiders try scorers that were in my trifecta. Obviously, Xavier Savage and Zach Hosking as a bit of a rogie. $13, that gets you. It's great value for the Raiders to win. Alafiana Khan Pereira to score a try with Xavier Savage and obviously Zach Hosking to score a try in this game as well. Make sure if you're going to have a punt today, you do it responsibly. You do it with Crossbet, but more importantly, you set a deposit limit. That's full time. See you in the next one.